Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. I think most disabled people would agree that the Americans with Disability Act could be a lot stronger and a lot more enforcement and cover more issues than it does. Now, I found out today that on some level there is enforcement, but it really doesn't do much good, and we'll talk about that later. But I want to talk first about the issues that the ADA doesn't cover, doesn't protect us, because it's really horrible that the way they orchestrated this law. And one of the biggest things is a person who needs a service dog, be it a guide dog or emotional support or whatever, and you're dealing with a school that raises a lot of money, thousands and thousands of dollars, put you on a waiting list. And while you're on that waiting list, they're using the time, of course, to raise the money. Now, you don't know if they're using the time to train the dog for you. You have no rights. You have no information. You can't say, hey, I want to take a walk with the trainer. I'd like to see how my dog is doing, you know. Now, you see, that's very unfair, because they put you through application. They put you through testing many a time. They'll come out to where you live and walk with you to see your gait, you know, how you maneuver and all that. And they'll even send you to the local Commission for the Blind for mobility, you know, because they believe that helps with the dog. I don't necessarily agree with that, by the way, as a dog trainer. But they do all that, and there's no guarantee that you're going to get the dog. And but there is pretty much a guarantee that they're going to raise a lot of money. Now, the money, and the ADA doesn't cover this at all. That's the point. The money. What happens to the money? And we know they keep it. They claim that they custom train a dog for someone. And then they'll turn around and say, oh, so-and-so wasn't a good candidate, so we gave it to somebody else. You see? There's a contradiction. Now, where does the American Disability Act come in here? It doesn't do a thing. It allows the person's safety to be tampered with. It allows these games to be played, because, you know, there's a tremendous amount of favoritism with these schools. I mean, if you're a professional, you're a lawyer, you're a businessman, whatever, much better chance you're going to get a dog than if you're just a guy who is trying to get a job, who's blind and all that. So the ADA doesn't protect you. The federal government doesn't protect you. The state doesn't protect you. But yet, they'll give a report to the guide dog school about how you did in their estimation with your mobility. And they'll use that to weigh whether or not they're going to service you. But now, here again, the ADA doesn't do anything to protect you. There's no regulations. There's nothing in there. The ADA says that you can train the dog on your own.
Yeah.
You know, and if it does the work, it's a service dog. All right, that's it. Well, what about all the people dealing with the schools? You see what they did with that law? They watered it down in such a way that it's very, very limited. And it can only take one situation at a time.
Yeah.
I found that out today, too. One situation at a time. You can't go and say, we want to straighten out all of these at once. Doesn't work that way. Not with the ADA. So there's a very blatant example of how serious this is, that it doesn't protect someone who is being used to raise $50,000 to $100,000, and many people go through the training and never get the dog, and no protection from the ADA. I don't know how they drafted a law the first line of that law should have said, a blind person, disabled, must have the right to a court hearing if denied a guide dog, or if having a dispute with an agency that's training the dog. That should have been the first couple of words on the damn page, because that's how important it is. There's nothing
Instead of being blind, a very difficult out of all the disabilities, they consider that the most difficult. So I don't know why they wouldn't do something like that.
Yeah, because they sold us out. I mean, where the hell were the agencies for the blind?
Yeah.
They sat there and they let that go through like that?
Yeah.
And you wonder why InnerSight says, look what they think of us? There it is.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah.
Right there, what they think of us.
Yeah.
So, no protection with the service dog schools. No rights. Wait on a waiting list. You know, and it's a horrible, horrible situation that everybody. Now, if you match this with people who are able-bodied, people who can see, everybody, even the criminals, are protected with if someone wanted to interfere with their eyesight or their mobility, they're protected.
Yeah.
We're the only ones left out. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the how bad it is with housing.
Yeah.
With the ADA, that we may never be equal with that.
Nope.
All right, InnerSight, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Great, great dogs. And a great service dog, or just a pet. You need a good dog for your children. Akita is one of the best with children. Get the right one. Big East, the key to rescue. And some of our friends who help InnerSight, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Sutton Insurance, Good Mojo Printers have helped us in the past. And, of course, our latest donation from Suffolk Bus, we greatly appreciate. My friends over there, Tom and John and Phil and Ray and the whole gang. Suffolk Bus, their $2,000 donation. Mm-hmm. All right, InnerSight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our number is 631-224-3090. And my buddy Sal, the Sunset Restaurant, good friend to InnerSight. My buddy Tony, who is now semi-retired, good friend to InnerSight. And let's see... all our friends. Kennedy Realty. And I want to thank Mr. Kennedy again for, his secretary is going to help us produce a new brochure. We'll be working on that. So thank you, Mr. K, for that. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, we have postponed the benefit for September. We're going to try to do it next spring. But right now, it's just just too much for everybody. So we're going to concentrate on other things. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Do the Able News while I'm thinking of it.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is also has a free subscription, and also you can get that on ablenews.com. Sign up for that free subscription, and back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget, sign our petitions, change.org is where you can read them, the one on the service dog schools and the one on the nursing homes. We're very active in trying to bring about major changes. So sign the petition. You'd be surprised how those names can help.
Oh, yeah.
Inner Sight, and you need dog food, cat food, call my buddy Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. I want to thank James Bahamundi for his information on the ADA. His number is 516-783-9662. And he's an ADA lawyer. So, I heard a story today that really drove the point home of many of the things that we talk about, and this story especially about housing. A client of Bahamundi in jail, in a wheelchair. And it was ready for time for him to be released from jail. Well, he had to stay in jail because he couldn't find an accessible apartment.
That's disgusting.
Now, that's what the ADA does to you.
Yeah.
By not doing what it's supposed to do.
That's right.
It doesn't protect people.
Right.
And the word is, and this is more serious, you know, we have to have a lot of money to change this. The word is that all housing will never be accessible.
Probably
not. Of course, the ADA doesn't do a damn thing about that either. You know, they left us out.
I think if the population is getting older, and we also drive home a point that people were dying in nursing homes, and it didn't matter to our politicians and people who are really, you know, upset about this and just don't give to the politicians anymore because of this situation, well, maybe we will have a bit of a shot, you know, to actually influence.
People don't care. They only care about what they have to do. And that's why Inner Sight is very important, because we want to lower your taxes. You see? We want the agencies.
Not only taxes.
to take up the burden,
yeah,
and let the government cut its cost.
Mm-hmm.
That way, the disabled person will have control over their life, and they won't be able to push you around like this.
That's true.
So when you're disabled, and we saw this with recently with, you know, you've heard Maureen, who calls in regularly, with her mom, and of course millions of others.
How about my mom?
Looking,
who died in the place, and my dad too.
Yeah, but I'm making another point. Millions and millions of people who are trying to find an apartment. You can't just look for an apartment when you're disabled.
No.
You got to look for a certain kind of apartment.
That's,
you know,
right.
And that means we're not equal. The ADA doesn't do a damn thing about that. The American Disability Act was put into law knowing that it wasn't doing anything to make all places accessible. And
no,
that's why
it's a joke, actually.
We will never be equal unless somebody comes along with a lot of money and lobbies the damn thing and goes public and says, look, you know, everybody has a right to live where they want in this country. Because what they're really doing is they're telling disabled people, you have to only live over here, just like they did to the black people in the South in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and past. They did the same thing.
Yeah.
They told them, you can't live here.
That's right.
They're doing the same thing to us by not making everything accessible.
Accessible, yeah.
And the ADA left us out again. It doesn't do a damn thing about it. You can't go to court with the American Disability Act and say the lawsuit is we want every dwelling accessible.
Yeah.
You know, we want the agencies and the government to split the cost. We want every dwelling in this country accessible because we want to be equal. You can't bring a lawsuit like that.
Nope, you can't.
What good is the law? It's no damn good. There's only one level on which I found out today, and it doesn't do much for us. There's only one level on where there's enforcement of the ADA. And you know when that occurs? When you go through the court months, years and years and years with a case, and you win, and the party refuses to comply, the court can hold them in contempt.
Yeah.
But that's all the way down the line. Who the hell wants to go through that?
Who wants to wait?
There should be enforcement on the spot.
That's right.
Right on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
See what they did to us? You see what the attitude is? Oh, the attitude is this person's disabled. Maybe there's something wrong with them. Maybe they did, you know, the person didn't want to let them in or whatever it was. There should be federal intervention on the spot. And the person should make a determination that this person's being discriminated against. Either you let them in, or you're going to be arrested, or they're going to give you a summons, and you have to go explain it to the judge. That's what it should be.
Yeah.
Not have to go to court for years and years and years.
Well, Frank,
you know what's really
bothering me about it? I'll tell you, you have to, you know, for every little thing, you're the person who doesn't have enough money, and you have to go and start buying things for you to make things accessible, but you don't have the money to do so, and they're very expensive, a lot of the things that you have to, you know, buy to make things accessible.
Well, that's because the damn ADA doesn't protect you. They'll tell you to get a lawyer and go to court.
Yes. And then you end
that's
up having
five
to pay
to 10-year deal.
My bathroom costs $4,000. Yeah.
You know how long some of these cases are in court?
Yeah.
My case alone has been going on for 5 years.
Yeah, I know. And the county should have paid for that. Or the
There's no enforcement.
Sorry.
There's no enforcement on the spot, which is very bad. You know. And the person being, you know, summoned or even in some cases arrested, you know, it depends on the severity of the situation. That's what we should have. If it's a federal law, we should have federal police called to the scene.
That's right.
Everybody else has that.
Right.
If they have a dispute with someone, they dial 911.
They get it.
And the cops come out, and they have to make a determination. Is somebody going to be arrested? Is somebody going to be given a summons?
Or punished in some
other
way.
Are they
going to
stand by and make sure that this person's not violated? Who the hell does that for us?
Nobody. Literally nobody.
You know, we nicknamed the law, and it's still the same. Ass, dumbass.
Yes. Yes.
It is
and it
so
does.
Stupid and ridiculous that
yeah.
we don't have the protection, that they allow a law like this to exist. From the nursing homes to the person in the wheelchair to the service dog schools.
To everything.
All the way down the line.
Yeah.
To protecting people when they get a little job and the government wants to take away their money. ADA doesn't do a damn thing about that either.
Yeah.
Your money's supposed to be there to protect you. Why doesn't the Americans with Disability Act step in and protect you when the agency wants to take away your money? This law is horrible. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way it's going to be remedied, if people like Inner Sight have the means to do it, because not one agency that has the means or can bring about the means is doing a thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of one.
Yeah.
So how do you celebrate a law that doesn't protect you?
You can't.
I won't.
I won't either. I feel they need to make a drastic change before I will celebrate it.
Sure they do.
They need to take it
People
apart.
People shouldn't have to go through this.
And I remember what Joe used to say. Joe used to say you take every law, and I remember him instinctively say this, you take every law and then you break it down to actually include everybody. And that's what he used to say. For example,
well, they didn't
the label,
do that.
No,
they
never
put
did
us
it.
Under
they
a category.
Yeah, I know. But he said
they
this for like,
that.
Say, for example, labels. You know, like labels on like a can or something. He would say, okay, take the labels on the cans, put everything that somebody could read, you know, you know, actually read off of that, you know, can or voice or whatever it needs to be, and then include it in the law that if somebody doesn't do that, there's enforcement. And that's it. Done. You know? Simple. Sounds so simple. Why didn't they do it in the first place?
Because
you know?
The agencies directed the orchestration of the ADA.
I know.
That's why.
Yeah. Yeah, because
they put their two cents in.
Need that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they told the lawmakers, make the disabled person do it.
Yeah. Or they don't really need that. Why are you including it? Or whatever the case may be.
That's why, because they sold us out.
Yeah, they sure did.
That's why we don't have a good law. What other reason could there be? Why didn't they do something about it?
Here's the question. But here's the question. It doesn't make sense on why. Why would they want to do that? To have us dependent on them instead of, you know, the law?
Yeah, because it's easier for them to... Sure, because it's easier for them to get money that way. They had the whole thing figured out.
They could have easily had jobs. They could have easily still had jobs. They were so inconsiderate in that sense that they didn't realize that they could still have jobs.
Nobody was around who thought like us, who had money to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is.
Don't worry. You know what? We will make it happen. I have that good feeling that we will. It will happen sooner or later. Before I leave this lifetime, I'm going to make it happen.
213-816-1650 if you want to call in. I mean, that little bit of enforcement, you got to depend on a judge to hold somebody in contempt. Suppose the judge doesn't want to hold them in contempt.
That's right. This whole thing that it had to be brought up to court is the stupidest, I'm going to say, thing that they've ever done. This should have never been, for real.
No, you shouldn't have to go to court to be equal.
That's right. That's right. Now
you should have to go to court if being equal is there and the person is refusing to do it. Yeah, then I could see you going
to court.
But not to be equal.
There's
a big difference.
If there is a disagreement on what equal is, that you can need to go to court for as well, but not
if you go
Go ahead. Not going for the whole chicken caboodle. That doesn't make sense to me. You know that. Just
if you go for a job, you go for a job, and everything is there for you to do the job, and you know you can call an agency and have everything in the matter of days. The guy. And then the guy turns around and says, no, I don't want to hire you. I don't care, even if you can do it. There's a court.
Right.
But you're equal.
Yeah, that's right.
You shouldn't have to go to court because you want to be equal.
That's right.
You go to court because you are equal and they still won't give it to you. You see the difference?
Right. Yeah.
That's wrong with the ADA. It doesn't put it there for us.
It doesn't make you at equal playing field, period.
No.
It doesn't. At all. I know. I experienced
it
more than once. One time, like I told you, I applied for in a teacher's union, okay? And he asked me, how much can I lift? And I said to him, if you give me that cart right there, I can lift anything. And it was the truth. And then he asked me a question, and I answered it correctly, but he told the recruiter that I didn't answer it correctly, but I did. And that's what he used as an excuse for me not to, be.
Yeah, but you went in there not being equal.
That's right.
Is my point.
Right. Because he said he didn't want to have the, the worries of me having an accident there because I lifted it wrong or whatever the case may be. He didn't want that problem. I was a problem. You know?
Because you're not equal.
That's right. Because if I lifted something and I needed a tray to just help me move it around because I couldn't walk with my crutches.
If the wheelchair organization came in and said, look, you give her the job, we're going to give her everything she needs. Don't worry.
Yeah.
See? Now you're equal.
Yeah.
See?
Yep. But they don't
There's
do
a big
that.
Difference.
They don't do that. No, but they don't do
no,
that.
Of course
they
don't
help.
Do it. Of course
they
don't
do it. They
just
sit on their money. They sit on
money. They don't want us
money.
To be equal.
That's it.
They just want to use
on
us.
That money. You know how
anybody
I got them
on the line.
For my van? Yeah, hold on, let me look. You know how I got them to pay for my van? I called back the other person who was evaluating me for the van, and he said to me, oh, no, they're supposed to do that. And he called them back, and he got my van covered. He was like, I don't understand why they're not, you know, doing it. And that was basically it. Danny doesn't want to talk, but that's it. Nobody else. Oh, wait, hold on, we have another person. Yeah, we have another caller who wants to talk.
What's the number?
605, and then it goes to 202, and I'm not giving you the last.
202. All right. You call in, keep it clean,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you don't have to identify yourself, but keep
okay.
it clean, and we're going to boot you right off.
Okay.
All right, in sight. Hello.
We're ready. Hello. Good evening.
Okay. Yeah, well, what is this law
yeah.
that you're talking about that that you're shouldn't be celebrated, which doesn't protect us?
It's the American
Disability
Act.
Mm-hmm. You want to elaborate on that, or do you want me to guess what it means?
Oh, okay. The Americans with Disabilities Act is supposed to be a law that they say will give us freedom and rights as disabled individuals. I'm disabled with multiple disabilities, and it really hasn't helped me in any way. And I wish it did, because I would have not had to go in the back of a building with a whole bunch of rats to get in for a job interview, you know? I would have been able to just walk in the front door like every other person. That would have been nice. But otherwise, that's where it's at, basically.
No accessibility, she's talking about.
No accessibility, yeah.
So what is the Disabilities Act? What does it prohibit people from doing?
All right, let's take the guide dog schools. I'm a blind guy all my life. I've been using a guide dog, right? You go to a guide dog school. They use your application to raise $50,000 to $100,000. They deny you the dog. They train you with the dog. They deny you the dog. They keep the money. There's no law. They don't have a license to train the dog. They only have a license to raise money. You can't take them to court. Where's the protection? Where's the law? The dog is your life. The dog is your safety. The dog is your eyes. And they deny you that.
Okay.
And they make money denying you that. And the Americans with Disability Act doesn't do a damn thing about it.
That's right.
All right, so from what I'm getting is that you have a dog or you wanted a dog and some agency trained you with the dog and took the dog back.
That happens, too. You have no
that
rights.
They also denied me straight out to get trained. I'm legally
Wait a
blind.
Minute, who is the they? Because from what I'm getting is that there's an
school.
Act called the American Guide Dog School. All right.
Yeah.
This Disabilities Act supposedly does not protect people who are disabled. Right?
No, it doesn't.
Is that what you're saying?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
For guide dogs,
so what?
No.
So what does it do? Does it do anything that's good?
People say, okay, that it helps with education, but I went through my education and there were empty spots where it wasn't fully protecting. I would say it needs to be overhauled, you know, and everything should be everywhere that you have a person or like even any law, you should have a disabled person's rights included. Simple. It's real easy. You know, and they're
it's
not doing
a very
that
weak,
right now.
It's a very weak set of rules that
it is.
Has to be interpreted by a judge if you get to that level with the court. Mm-hmm. That's really what
is
it
supposed to be able to, is it supposed to be able to protect this, disabled people? Is that the intention of it?
Oh yeah.
That's what they. Okay. That's what they.
That's
what the that was the intent of it. But it doesn't do
it. It never did anything. It doesn't do it.
So that was the claim of the politicians who were for it.
Yeah.
But there are serious weaknesses in the law is what you're saying.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right. So now I'm getting the picture. And as a result of the deficiencies in the law, then what's going to happen to buttress the law to make it better?
Well, we have,
you have to lobby.
Going. You have to lobby. You have to raise money to, you know, to make the changes. You have to help people who are stuck in certain situations, certain people, because there's no law enforcement of the ADA, okay, are stuck in homeless shelters or in nursing homes where they never wanted to be in the first place, who are young individuals, 20s, 30s. They should be celebrating their lives, okay? I mean, these people can live outside nursing homes. You know, I'm case in point, I can live outside of a nursing home even though I have multiple disabilities. They should not be stuck in nursing homes. I mean, it's not healthy. It really isn't. You know, for a young person,
okay.
The ADA doesn't protect
and
you either, the American Disability Act.
No, they don't do
it
anything.
It doesn't, right. So what does the ADA actually do that's decent or good?
Nothing.
It's
honestly.
Well, I'm not going to say nothing. It protects. It was originally designed to protect people in wheelchairs, you know. But there's no money behind it.
No, there's no enforcement.
The big,
but
the
I
big fight is
not.
Who's going to pay for the accessibility of such and such a building? They didn't put
but
any money
Frank,
behind it.
I wouldn't
and
say
no
it even does that. I use a wheelchair. You know that. For example,
yeah.
I go to certain, like, restaurants, and I ask why they don't have accessibility. We're waiting on the permit. Well, that should have been done a long time ago. Well, we've been waiting years for the permit. Why can't the ADA enforce the people who write the permits down? They're waiting for the permit to do the work.
There's no enforcement.
This is not right. No enforcement at all.
People could
whatsoever.
Stall for years and years and years, and nothing happens.
Yeah, well, from what
and
I know, there are states that require
wait, let the guest
establishments
talk. Hold
to
yeah, go ahead,
sir. I'm sorry, I didn't hear, sir.
There are states that require establishments to have accessibility to wheelchairs.
Right.
I don't know if there are those that don't, but if there aren't, let's say I'm going to bring up a hypothetical. There's restaurants on a particular corner. They're supposed to have platforms or slanted, anyway, accessibilities to and for wheelchairs. Now, let's say they don't. What does the ADA do to provide protection for the wheelchair person?
You have to go to court for months, years and years and years, and hope that you'll win. And the judge will tell them to make it accessible. Then they can apply for an extension, and it goes on and on and on.
Right.
You know, because there's no enforcement. Very rarely will a judge hold someone in contempt for not complying if the person wins the case. There's no enforcement.
And even then, I'll give you an example. We won a case for the accessible pedestrian signals for the blind. Now, those things actually tell you the corner that you're on. They tell you, I'm sorry, the street. And they ring with a certain beep to help you know which corner, you know, which is which, because I have two of them on one corner. And one goes in one direction and it has a certain ring, and the other one goes in another direction and it has another ring. So they really are very helpful for individuals who, you know, really, you know, cannot see, or even people who have a learning disability and don't know, you know, what the corner, your average person who has, you know, a problem, like on, you know, any problem.
There's no enforcement to put those lights up.
That's right.
The state has rules.
Right.
You know, and the Americans with Disabilities Act doesn't do a thing about it. I've been trying for 4 years to get one up in my neighborhood.
And I only have one. And one of them is funny. This is really, you know, moronic, actually. One side is done because it was the town side, and the other side was the state, and it's not even done, but it has a, like, a frame where one should be. See, this is what you encounter all day long, and it's really frustrating.
Yeah, because nobody enforces it.
All right. Is this because the law was written in such a way that it's so vague and so amorphous that people can interpret it one way or another? Or was it specifically for wheelchairs? Or is it because law enforcement or the judges don't care about a law that is well written?
Not well
written. It's a little bit of each.
I wouldn't say it's well written.
Okay, so it's
a little bit of each. There's no enforcement.
Yeah, I would say it's a little bit of each, but not well written.
For people in wheelchairs.
Okay.
Right.
You know, but it doesn't really help those people either.
It doesn't help us either.
Okay.
Nope.
Was it specifically written for people in wheelchairs, or was it supposed to be all-inclusive for everybody who has a disability?
It's supposed to be, well, I'll tell you how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be for everybody, the worst disability that you can actually muster up in your mind, okay? So that's what it's supposed to be for, and it's not. And it's not. That's who it's supposed to cover.
Yeah, what about, all right, now what about if somebody has to have a cane? That to me is not the worst disability. It's inconvenient. But they have to have a cane in order to walk, in order to go up and down stairs.
They're disabled.
Does the ADA,
the
ADA help that person?
They're supposed to make things accessible, but go and try to get the enforcement.
For everybody. Okay.
You're supposed, if you need that as a daily thing to function, you are disabled, period. End of story. Okay?
Okay.
That's my
now,
opinion.
You're saying that you have to go to, if you have to go to court, do you really need a Philadelphia lawyer in order to win a case? Or because it seems to me a well-written law would be easily interpreted by a judge as to whether or not it's being violated.
They have ADA lawyers that take a case for free.
Mm-hmm.
And when you sue under the ADA, you only can get very little money.
Yep. You don't get money. You just get the law changed. That's all it's really for. Yep.
Hmm.
And
so
if
I have a case now,
caller,
I have a case. I'm sorry, I don't know your name, but I have
my name's
a case.
Joe. Just call me Joe.
Joe.
Yeah.
Okay,
I have a case now, Joe. 5 years in the court, you know, because they wouldn't let me on the what they call the accessor ride in New York City with my guide dog. 5 years. Mm-hmm. It's been going on and on and on. Where's the ADA?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, stop me right there.
That's what
5 years.
I'm trying to get to.
Just
right.
Only one person.
Yeah.
What good is the
law?
That's what I'm trying to
figure out. Yeah.
I don't know what good the law is. That's what I'm trying to find out. I'm trying to find out how well written it is, because if I, let's say, for example, I'm in a wheelchair, and the establishments that are supposed to provide for me accessibility don't do it. Let's say there are buses that are supposed to kneel, and they don't do it. Now, my question is this. If I don't use an ADA lawyer, and if I get a lawyer that is a civilian lawyer, but maybe they know about the ADA law, will that particular lawyer have a hard time in court because
The
law isn't well written? Or
lawyer's a lawyer.
No.
Yeah, it's true.
No,
better,
a lawyer's not a lawyer.
but wait a minute.
There's plenty of
difference
between one lawyer and another.
You'd want a civil rights lawyer, is the point.
Basically.
Civil rights lawyer.
Yeah, I was just about to say it. you'll have an easier time with a civil rights lawyer and a person specifically who knows the Americans with Disabilities Act. That's where you really want to be.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you're not going to, you know, be able to go from point A to point B rather easily, because they don't know the law. That's a mess. How are they going to help you get out of the situation? Well,
you're better off with an ADA lawyer or a civil rights lawyer.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's why I keep coming back to, is the law well written? If I'm a lawyer I have a judge who's
I don't think it's well written.
Okay, here's what I'm trying to get to. If the judge I'm in front of, his job is not to interpret, his job is to enforce the law as it is, not to give it a left bias or a right bias. Now, I say to the judge, Your Honor, my client is wheelchair bound. According to this particular law, establishments are supposed to have accessibility for this person. But the restaurant he wants to go to does not have an incline, does not have banisters. Therefore, since they are not complying with the law, my client automatically wins. Now, shouldn't it be that simple, or is there some kind of complication involved?
No, it should be. It should be that simple.
But
the question comes up, who's going to pay for that? Who's responsible to modify the structure? All that stuff has to be dealt with, because there's no money behind this ADA.
There's no ability.
Well, that's
to,
not the judge's responsibility. If the law says that a restaurant, I'm doing 20 Monday morning quarterbacking, but this is what it seems like to me. If the law is written that an establishment is supposed to do it, then the law doesn't. If the law doesn't say, well, you have to do it this way. If it says you just have to do it, that means up to the business to do it, regardless of the cost. So if
there is a provision there that says reasonable accommodation, which is the biggest bogus thing that I've ever heard, but there is a reasonable accommodation clause which says if it's not reasonable to the business, meaning if they have certain number of employees, only very little, or, it has a clause.
In other words, if their profit margins don't support the building of it. Okay.
Right.
All right. So in other words, there is a clause in the law that the other side. Okay. So that's a weasel clause.
But there's another clause there that really gets even the transportation out of it. For example, since 1990, this law has been in creation. The transportation had... all that time, they said, okay, we're going to only give you 10 years to get it. It's been 30. You go to the New York subway system, and you could take a ride where it says on there, and I can't see this map, but I was able to see the map, and it said, okay, you could go to 51st Street, but you can only go uptown. You can't go downtown. You know why? Because there's no elevator going in the opposite direction. So... this is what you deal with, the stupidity you deal with, and we don't need to do it that way. And then the other thing is you get, this law, they say, we are only responsible to bring you up to the platform level and not all the way out to the street. That is the owner of the building's responsibility. See how everything just gets tossed to another person? This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It should be the government's responsibility.
Because we're not equal.
Right. Period.
So are there any organizations that that galvanize the disabled so that there would be some voting power?
I wish. I really do.
We need lobbying.
We
need lobbying.
Absolutely.
We need everything, but it's not happening. It's not.
Right.
You hate
people
to say
who are going to talk.
I'm sorry?
You need people going to talk to the politicians so that the politicians will listen. In order for that to be done, you either have to blackmail them, extort them, or bribe them. Right now.
Yeah,
those are illegal ways.
You can do all right, you need money.
You need money.
Yeah, if you have, right. If
we don't
if you
have
organizations
we don't have it, no.
That have members, see, all of any organizations, let's say that have 10,000 members, that can apply pressure on the politicians.
Yeah, like they're
voting. Oh, yeah, but they're not doing it.
And they have a lot of money, period. You know, it's that easy. That
so
simple.
They need the money.
But you
oh,
know
okay.
what? We don't yet. We're trying.
Uh-huh.
It's very difficult.
All right. For how many? Okay, I would imagine if you guys are talking about New York City, then there's probably plenty, you know, out of a city of 8 million, there's got to be, what, 100,000 at least disabled. If 100,000 can join
oh,
a particular organization.
There's more.
Are there?
And
all
also,
right.
our show, and I'm going to go to statistics right now, we got 107,000 listens, okay? That's an approximate, because I have a little bit more, 107,000. 190.
You're talking about
now.
BTR numbers?
I'm sorry? I have a hearing.
Are you talking about... Oh, okay, sorry. Are you talking about BTR numbers?
Yes.
The numbers, are, okay, don't believe them. They exaggerate them by a factor of 10 to 100. But getting back to your particular problem, New York City... if you have 100,000, I don't see why there wouldn't be at least 100,000 to join an organization, donating maybe $1 a month, which would be $100,000 a month. That'd be over $1 million a year.
Right.
So somebody needs to galvanize the disabled, because it's a shame that people who I see, who are walking around with, you know, bad legs, prosthetics, wheelchairs, that they can't get. You know, because I'm a vet, and I sympathize with people who are vets that seem to be, as soon as their service is up, they're disposable.
Definitely.
So I think that is, yeah. So you need a leader.
Well, they come back.
Actually, you need
unfortunately. I'm sorry. They come back, unfortunately. They come back, unfortunately, to
come back.
A world from you know, a war situation.
Oh, you're talking about threats. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they come back to a situation that is unfamiliar to them, a whole new, you know, environment to them, because they're on a wheelchair and they don't know how to deal with it. Yeah. It's very, very, you know, difficult for,
and the vets,
you know,
and the VA doesn't give a shit about the veterans either until Trump came along, and now that's going to crap. So, you need leaders in every town, or let's say in every state, that will galvanize all the disabled, because I can't think of any disabled who would not want to join an organization.
Well, we give you the job, but we can't pay you.
That's the truth. We don't have money. We're all volunteers.
Wait, they're all volunteers. Let me say this. If you have a round number of 200,000 in New York alone who want to join one organization, if that organization says, and it makes it very clear, and I think the disabled will probably agree with this, that they need funds in order to win the court cases, in order to get things done, would anybody object to $1 a month? That would be $200,000 a month coming in. That's $2 million a year. Would the members object to that?
No, how do you get it?
You say if you join the organization, and the woman on the line joins the organization, and I'm the leader, and I say, can you afford $1 a month? You say yes. I say, here's my answer.
We already do that. I donate more than $1 a month to InterSight. We need more people to do it.
Then InterSight needs leadership, just like I'm a libertarian. The Libertarian Party needs leadership, because they're certainly going nowhere. So the InterSight, whatever that is, needs leadership to explain. That's it? Okay. To explain $1 a month. So if 200,000 people equals $200,000
like
a month.
Would
what?
Patreon, like that, where you sell your podcasts and stuff, help with that?
I would imagine anything that would broadcast the plight of the disabled would help. But what I'm saying is this. Suppose I'm the leader of Insight. Here would be my ideas. I would get the email of everybody who joined. I would send them newsletters letting them know what's going on. Then I would also make a plea. I would say to them, fellow subscribers, fellow members, you know how hard it is to get these laws passed. You know how hard it is to get lawyers that fight for us. Can you afford $1 a month? Because we have 200,000 members. That would equal $200,000 a month coming in, $2 million a year from just $1 a month, and we can get the kind of representation that we deserve. Would anybody turn me down?
Of course, they're going to want to know what you're going to do with the money.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good question. Now, I would be responsible for it, and I would say we will be audited by some reputable firm every 3 months or so to let everybody know where the money's going. But I can tell you that our aim is to hire lawyers, because lawyers are what we need to get the law changed.
Right.
Now, if I said that, would anybody say to me, hey, no, I don't want to donate $1? Would somebody say that?
You never know. A lot of people say a lot of things, you know. A lot of them probably would.
All right. Well,
right,
then, okay, that means they
on, it depends on how we use the money. That's the only thing I would say. You know,
well,
that
is also the Insight leadership. It's not just the law. You've got leadership inside your organization.
We don't use any of the money only for disabled individuals and to keep our program running. We have everything in our program sponsored, everything, you know. So we're very, it's very important to us to get this done and help people. We recently got somebody out of a nursing home, and we're helping her out. You know, so, I mean, there are a lot of things that we do in a site.
Right. Then I would use that as an example as to where the money would be going.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I would build up the credibility. And if I ask for $1 a month, because actually, if I had 200,000 members in an organization that I was head of, I would get the money. But if Insight is not doing it,
first. You
have lousy leadership.
You got to get the people.
Simple as that.
To donate the money.
If I were doing it, I would do it. If I were the head of an organization that had 200,000 people and the cause affected them severely and directly, and if they believed in me that the money would be going towards resources that would help them, I would get the money. Any person who's interested in an operation that is important and wants to help out other people can do it. If
well,
not
you're welcome
doing
to try,
it, something,
yeah, you're welcome.
There's
to
something
try.
Rotten in Denmark.
Go to our website.
Not my
we're
responsibility.
All listed
not my
with
responsibility.
We're registered with the Attorney General and everything. We're all legal. Go to the
I
website.
I have no skin in the game. Ask the people who've got skin in the game to do what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Well, you're speaking to the two most dedicated people in the organization, Frank Perino and Suzanne.
Well, then
you
two most dedicated
right
people
get
together
names.
And do.
We're almost out of time,
all
Joe,
right.
But thank you for your call.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
All right, I'm
all
sorry about
right.
Call us again.
Call us again. We're interested,
all
actually,
right.
In what you have to say. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Insight, thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night. Talk about our doctor show.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night. Insight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Goodbye, world. Insight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night. Good night, everyone.